From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Texas Tuesday, hit hard by Hurricane Harvey that continues to dump torrential rains across the southern part of the state, including Houston, the nation's fourth largest city. Governor Greg Abbott spoke about rescue and relief efforts on Fox News Sunday.
As people can see, the flooding in Houston is dramatic. Some people will recall Tropical Storm Allison that devastated Houston in 2001, and this looks like somewhat of a replication of that. We are working to save lives and to keep as many people safe as possible in the Houston area, but at the very same time, we are conducting search and rescue missions where the hurricane hit near the Corpus Christi and Rockport areas.
Harvey, which made landfall Friday, has brought heavy rainfall, causing widespread flooding. More than 60 centimeters fallen in Houston. Forecaster Patrick Burke of the U.S. Weather Prediction Center said the storm, now a tropical depression, took a unique path, basically making landfall and then backing up over the same area.
That really ramps up the rainfall amounts. Now, we normally see very heavy rainfall with inland-moving hurricanes, but this one in particular is, it seems, going to surpass what we've seen with any system in the past in terms of how broad that rainfall is and how intense it is.
Some areas could see close to 130 centimeters of rain this week. A local Sierra Leonean official has put the death toll from heavy flooding and mudslides there 2 weeks ago at over 1,000. Eleonoro Jacome Metzger of Regent outside Freetown, the capital, said the exact number of those who perished may never be known. Official government figures put the death toll at 450. Hundreds are still missing. This is VOA News. Iraqi